So Kieran got invited to one of her cousin's 70th birthday parties. And her name's
cousin.
A distant kind of relative.
Yeah.
And her name's Glenda, but she goes by the name of Glenn. And so she's got this invite, and it says Glenn's 70th birthday, and she stuck it on the calendar. And not one, but two of my children have walked up and went, "Oh wow, are we going to Glenn Robbins' 70th birthday?"
One, that they're excited. That's good. Two, you know, they feel that they might be invited, and I consider them family. A little alarming.
Yes, they think you're 70. I suppose with kids,
it doesn't. It's old as old.
To be honest, I had the same thought when I opened it because it was addressed to both of us, and I just saw Glenn's 70th. I went, "He's not 70, is he?"
Yeah, to quickly do the sums.
I know you're not 70, but not one but two of them have walked up and gone, "Oh, we're Glenn's 70th.
Well, not too far away. I wonder if we'll still be doing this podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
It's something
it'll sound, and I'll sound a bit like this. "Boys, welcome to Somehow Related with Uncle Glenn and Uncle Doug." Because we'd be Uncle Glenn.
And we'll just talk about a lot about operations.
That's lawn bowls.
Yeah, my mum said...
Canasta.
Mum said, "We don't, with our friends, we don't talk about the kids anymore. We talk about operations and medicine."
I know.
And injuries.
What's anyway. That famous John Lennon quote? "Don't count it in laughter."
All you need is love.
You count your days, not your... Count your something or others and your something or others.
But you know what, though? Like, kids are funny. They don't have any idea of age, so they might... think you're almost 70. I remember when I was on teaching rounds when I was like 19, and I was on teaching rounds with a 32-year-old, a mature age student.
They're really old.
And I remember going, "You're so old."
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "No, I'm not that old."
I remember having a conversation with my brother, and I was about 10 and he was about 15 or something. He goes, "Phil, our oldest brother, who's 19, you know what? He's old enough to be married." And I went, "Oh my God, he is. He could even have children.
He's so old.
Yeah, he can have a car license. He can do everything. He's 19.
Well, with Paul, the guy who I went on teaching rounds with, he was 32. The principal at the country primary school we were doing our rounds at was 32 as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were both bald with moustaches. I'm like, "Wow, you guys, so old."
Yeah, yeah.
Now, wouldn't you kill to be 32 again?
But do you think you're – how different are you from, say, 30?
Not
a lot.
Do
you remember your 30th birthday?
Yeah.
I remember mine. I was a bit of a dick.
Oh, really?
A little bit smug. I remember being at my 30th going, "Yeah, I'm over this."
Oh, really?
I was a bit like, I was, you know, a bit moody, a bit brooding.
Oh,
probably, you know, emo. I was probably...
a bit gothic.
Yeah, I was probably, I had just moved into doing television.
Pretty happy with yourself.
Yeah, pretty pleased. You know, I got Uncle Arthur going on there and, you know... and I remember having a birthday party at a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was like, but you don't relax when you're at a hotel.
No.
I'm talking like a big proper hotel.
And did you invite how many people to your
30th? Oh, I don't know. It was probably about, 15 or something. And
So a small
And you got to remember that my birthday is on, and make a note of this at home, the 30th of December.
That's right. So as a child, it would have been overlooked a little bit because it's close to Christmas.
And not only as a child.
As an adult.
Yeah. And now I get a birthday wish. I get very cynical. I go, "You didn't remember. That Facebook." Facebook has just banged you in there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon my 30th. So you just went with a select group. Did it include your family or?
Yes.
Was it the stars of the comedy company? Was Mark Mitchell there and Kim Ginshaw?
All in character.
Like that board game, like the comedy company board game. So, Mark, you're on first. You're doing five, and you got to talk about me, and then Kim Gidgel, Colin Carpenter. That'd be handy.
No, it would have been my old friends. I have a friend that I went to kindergarten with.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 12 at the time, but yeah. No. So he and another one that I met when we were in grade one.
Mm.
And they've been friends, so they get included, and then it's family, and then it's kind of nobody else really.
Right.
My industry friends a little bit, but not too much. Like my 60th was just family.
Yeah, yeah.
I think and when my cousin Ken from Kyneton.
Ken, I'm glad Ken turned up.
He's a plumber up there in Kyneton and does a wonderful
Andy,
job.
Andy.
And he's a lovely man. And he came, and that was it.
That's interesting because, yeah, I've got a birthday on the weekend and my wife's like, oh, why don't you get all your friends? I'm like,
it's too hard.
We'll stay home. Maybe. But I remember.
What day is it?
Saturday night, actually. Saturday. Are you busy?
Not now.
You can go over.
Oh, sorry, I am now.
I remember for my 30th, we got a minibus and we were talking about this the other day because the Cuckoo restaurant closed down and I didn't tell anyone where we were going and we all got on the minibus. And so there was all my, at that stage, there was the people I was on radio with. So Kate was there, Hughie was probably there. And we got the minibus and we picked up my parents on the way and my brother came and we went to the Cuckoo All You Can Eat restaurant, which is on the top of the Dandenongs, which is closed down now, sadly.
Luckily.
So yeah, that was a bit of wacky fun.
And would you make a speech at your birthdays?
Sometimes I would. At my 40th, I had kids. I had at least one kid by then, and that was in a hotel upstairs. And we had a cake and stuff, and I made a speech. Then Dad made a speech, which I sort of said as a joke. Dad, do you want to say anything?
And he did.
And he did. I didn't have a 50th. Did you have a 50th or?
Yeah, down the beach. But I had a 40th in a big hotel and we had.
Again, in the big hotel.
Big hotel. Upstairs.
How would you change from 30 to 40?
It went from a dinner to a three-way.
Oh, well.
Three what? People turning 40. We had a big.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but is it? Here you go. This is hard because we had their friends and their family. Then we had my industry friends. I got so stressed with all the industry people getting caught up with the. I just went, oh, this is not fun.
Yeah,
it was not fun.
Yeah,
I didn't enjoy it. I had to go for a little bit of a walk outside.
Oh, yeah. It can be stressful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a little bit of quiet time. Just going.
Absolutely.
You just get. Because you're bouncing around the room and then you're meeting some new people.
Yeah.
Who are friends, because it was a three-way for you.
Yeah, that's hard.
Who are you? I don't know. You are. And, you're talking to, Michael Veitch from Fast Forward. Is everything going okay here? Can I save you? Is there a problem? I worry too much. No need to worry.
No,
people
fine.
Are adults. They'll take care of themselves, you idiot.
But I know what you mean. That's a stressful situation.
Yeah.
And it's like having your wedding. You can't relax at your own wedding. But you go to someone else's wedding, it's good fun.
Yeah.
Well, go to someone else's part. Yeah, up to a point.
I got invited to a wedding of someone the other day. It was their third wedding. And you're going,
oh, no.
Seriously? I went to the first two.
Yeah.
In good faith. In good faith. I bring a present. I come along.
Yes.
I stand in the church. I wish you well. And you go, okay, once didn't work out. Then twice, you go, okay.
Why are they getting married? Just be with the person. Yeah. Don't you know if you can get married?
Third time. I'm going, you know what? I'm not.
Nah.
One, that's a whole afternoon. I've got
no
to put
present.
On a suit. I've
no
got to
present.
Find a car park.
Nah.
The collar is so tight. And then they're sitting in the church. And then for all, well, your track record says to me, the beautiful vase that I bought you for your, sideboard will just go to waste,
So I'll mark you down as a no.
Yeah.
You can have your vase back.
I'll do a Zoom thing for you on the
great.
Night. All right, and I'll ring and I'll go. I'll sing happy birthday, and I'll I don't know.
No,
I'll,
I was talking about my wedding, my third wedding.
Oh, third wedding. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Well,
Oh, well, here comes the music. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So here we are, Somehow Related. We got two topics. Got to work out how they're related. It's an eternal problem.
You said that with a quizzical tone in your voice.
How do you relate? How are they related?
They can't possibly be.
We've had some doozies lately. What has Sam got for us this week?
Iceland and railways.
Wow. Always wanted to go to Iceland? You've been to Iceland? Never been there.
Where is it? Antarctica? Atlantic. In the Atlantic, isn't it?
It's up the top. It's near the
North
Pole. North
Atlantic.
But my brother's been there. And
it's
my
not a great name for a country.
No, named by the Vikings, I think. The Vikings settled it.
How did you come up with that name? Well.
A lot of ice. They also settled Greenland, which is near Iceland.
Not a great name.
No, but they chose Greenland to try and attract people. It was like a marketing thing.
Oh, right.
Because Greenland is not...
It's not green.
Well, it's greenish, but there's a lot of ice and stuff in Greenland. It's like the North Pole.
There's better names than that.
Iceland. What do you know? The only thing my brother went there, and he went on a farming holiday where you had to stay on an Icelandic farm. But he said Iceland was... Two of my brothers have been there, actually. Trev, my older brother, went there, and he said it's amazing. There's volcanoes.
Yeah.
There's hot springs. Sounds like Dalesford. And he said it's amazing.
A knick-knack shop.
Settled by the Vikings because there was no...
nowhere to go?
Yeah, they were running out of land.
So how far is it from Antarctica? No, hang on.
There's the North Pole. Yeah.
So it's not far. It's cold. Is it Iceland where they have their long days? Is that one of those?
Yeah.
And do they have the Northern Lights?
Oh, they would. Yeah, they would.
Bring it back to me.
Have you seen the Northern Lights?
No. I've seen the Southern Lights.
Oh, have you?
Aurora Borealis. Yeah. And I saw them.
Your 40th. When you woke up all doozy.
Yeah, what was in that little drink that I had? No, we were down the coast and down the west coast of Victoria, and there's a coal mine down there, Alcoa, which has recently closed down. And we thought, what's going on? But it appears that there's steam coming. Could it be steam coming from the Alcoa?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, and they were shooting coloured light through. Why would they be shooting coloured light? So we went down on the bed and we just stared at it for a long time, and we didn't know at first. Then we think it's Aurora Australis.
Oh, really? And was it?
Aurora Australis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Australis, yeah. And it was.
Wow, because you have to go to Tasmania to see them, aren't
you? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm special.
Yeah. They brought them up
for you. I know people, you know. Uncle Arthur's coming down. You put on a little show for him. And then I saw them again walking one night Bayside. Went for a walk, and there was this one spot next to a house, if you looked across, and that was because if you ever see it, it's kind of like a sheet, or it's like columns of light being shone through a sheet of smoke through a cloud,
right.
And it rolls, and it was definitely not just a cloud doing its thing. It was definitely Aurora Australis. So So anyway, bring it back to me. Yes, I have seen it, but up there, I think you're much more guaranteed
the Northern Lights.
I think there was people go up there to do documentaries saying,
you
know, and they don't get to see them. Reykjavik, is that the?
Yes, that's the capital.
That's the capital.
I'd love to go there. And it had recently, they did that film about Eurovision. Will Ferrell did a film, and they shot it in Iceland.
That's not a bad film, then. I think I saw it.
The Eurovision one, where he's, you know, that made this small town famous in Iceland, where they shot it. They shot the film.
What are they big for? Glaciers?
Yeah, glaciers.
Have you ever seen a glacier?
Yeah, I've walked on one.
Is it glacier or glacier?
I've seen some in Switzerland with my
brother. Walked on a glacier?
Yeah, and in New Zealand, you used to be able to walk on them. Yeah, I remember walking on one as a kid.
I'd love to walk on one.
Yeah, well, you can go and...
You can walk inside them too, can't you?
Yeah.
Is that dangerous?
No. A lot of glaciers are melting now. So the one we went to in New Zealand, Dad said that's no longer there. Because it was used to be like this tourist attraction, and there was just all this gravel on a mountain. Then you'd walk up, there'd be this huge glacier, and people were playing on it and walking on it. The thing about it, I know Björk is from Iceland. You know Björk, the singer? She's an alternative singer. She's a sort of screeching kind of singer.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, Björk. Mm. Yeah, Björk's Icelandic.
Do you know one of her songs?
It's also quiet.
Oh, well done.
And I can't think of anyone else from Iceland that I would know.
Is it true that in Iceland they don't have surnames?
Is that true?
Yeah, I think
Björk.
It is.
Look at Björk.
They don't have surnames. What you have is your name plus your father's name is your surname.
Oh.
So what would your name be if you weren't Dave O'Neill?
Well, I have my father's name as my... Oh, probably Dave Kevin. And you'd be Glenn.
So if you were doing a comedy night... Okay, coming up very shortly now, a very funny man. You've all seen him on Spicks and Specs and recently on Fisk. Would you welcome Dave Kevin?
That's confusing.
You know what? You sound like a blue, jokey sort of Dave Kevin.
Yeah, Dave Kevin's a bit rude.
I reckon you play guitar.
Oh, hello. Here we go.
Hello. You do dirty ditties.
Yeah.
And you've done, you know, you do a bit of, you're a bit blue with the language.
Yeah.
But you are funny.
Dave Kevin.
I would be Glenn Arthur.
Oh, well, see, that's more normal, don't you reckon? Glenn Arthur. Sounds like a real estate agent. Glenn Arthur's coming around to show us through the house in a minute.
He's a good real estate agent.
Glenn Arthur Real Estate.
Glenn Arthur Real Estate. G'day. Good morning, Glenn Arthur Real Estate. How can I help you?
Oh, can I speak to Glenn, please?
Yeah.
The Glenn Arthur, he died years ago.
There's a picture of me up on outside the, it's me smiling, with a clipboard.
Oh, with the hammer from the
auction. The hammer, yes. Yeah.
Glen Arthur gets it done.
Yeah. There are no forests in...
Oh, there are no forests in Iceland.
No wonder.
I only know because I've watched the Vikings show, which is on SBS.
You learned everything from the Vikings
show. I learned everything from that show. It's a great show. But they settled and there were no... There was no indigenous population in Iceland. I looked it up. I remember looking it up.
No wonder.
Oh, it's pretty tough land.
Was there, would it have been at a time when it was... There would be no water around it? How do we say that? It would have linked up?
Oh, it would have been all ice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it must have come from somewhere, Iceland.
Because didn't they do the parts of Europe where they walked across rather than boated across?
I don't know where Iceland came from.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know how big it is. Is it big as like Phillip Island? How big is Iceland? A bit bigger than Phillip Island.
I don't know.
Bigger than Stradbroke?
You know, once we get north of the bloody, the equator.
Is it bigger than Kangaroo Island?
I would think so.
Kangaroo Island's pretty big.
Is it?
It's the second biggest island. We had this in a trivia competition the other day. And anyway, I've never been to Kangaroo Island. Again, I'd love to go to Kangaroo Island, which is off the South Australian coast.
I'd love to. Apparently, it's fantastic. But they had problems. Kangaroo Island.
Bushfire.
Didn't it not wipe out the...
The guys across the road have a shed there and a property and said the bushfire actually went around their shed. But he said, yeah, the devastation. Like that resort, that famous kind of resort that was just burnt out. Yeah, terrible.
Jason Alexander, George from Seinfeld. Big fan. Spent a lot of time there. I think he was thinking about buying a place.
Really?
Yeah.
He liked it that much?
I think so. I remember him saying it was a highlight for him. But from what I've heard, it is fantastic.
Kangaroo Island.
Yeah, I don't know how we got into that, but anyway.
Wow, amazing.
Iceland. Railways.
Railways. Don't you love a railway?
There's something comforting about a railway. Mm. Even if you're just sitting at the... I mean, it is annoying when you're sitting at the crossing waiting for the train to go. I don't mind one. It's when you get two's annoying.
Two.
I was on the way to the airport one time.
Oh,
I had four.
Oh, one, that's two. Terrible.
I reckon we were there for 20 minutes.
Because I've had kids, we would read Thomas the Tank Engine, which is about a train, Ringo Starr used to do the voice for.
Yep, yep.
Oh, one day Thomas went out of his railway shed and saw Terry the Train. And eventually he became too expensive and they just got a plumber who sounded like him to do it.
That's interesting, isn't it?
We got a plumber.
Might have been Ken,
your cousin from Kyneton.
Because everyone can do the voice now. I mean, I know a lot of the characters with the Disney, they can just get anyone to great impersonators.
Can do it. Yeah, but anyway, apparently this, I was talking to a guy in a pub the other day and he had his little kid there. And the little kid had some Thomas, and he had the Thomas book. And I went, oh, how's it going? Blah, blah. You know, friendly guy. And I said, oh, Thomas the Tank. My kids used to love Thomas the Tank Engine. You know, the people say, I look like the fat controller. The guy goes, oh, no. He's the skinny controller now. He's lost a lot of weight. They've seriously made him the skinny controller.
That's a little bit. What are they saying? That it's not appropriate to...
Yeah, to be fat.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's fattest.
I know. And all the trains are diverse now, which is probably good because if you had a child... You know, who was Indian? There was no Indian trains, but now there's like an Indian train, there's a Chinese train, because they're all very, very Anglo-Saxon, the Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, fair enough.
You know. Thomas the Tank Engine. But trains, I used to get the train a lot with little kids because it was something to do.
And
they're captive. They can't go anywhere. They love it. They look out the windows.
Yeah, well, it's that passive thing where you go, I'm getting somewhere, and I'm... doing something, and the kids are doing something different because when you're in a car, it's not that good. But getting if you can walk to the train station and walk to wherever you need to
go,
it's fantastic.
We used to just go, I'm only going to go one. And this is when I was doing Breakfast Radio, so I was very tired, had three little children, and I would come home from doing Breakfast Radio. Kieran would hand me the three kids and go back to bed. Fair enough, who can blame her? And I would wander the streets and go, okay, kids, we're going to get the train. So we're only going to go one stop. We're going to go Seddon to Yarraville, right?
Yeah.
And then get off and go to the shops. But sometimes I was so tired, I'd be nodding off, and my last words would go, kids, we're going to Altona.
So you catch the train and then you go back again?
Yes, and then we get off.
You probably have the most beautiful sleep, and the kids were coming in contact with drug dealers and bloody criminals and all sorts of things.
Well, on that line, I remember one time we got on, and then this guy got on with these two massive dogs. Ticket inspectors got on. There was school kids. And then it was all this hullabaloo, you know, all this ruckus and there's people yelling. And then they all got off and my son goes, where have all the people gone? God, I had to get off.
I think it's like a common thing for people to, you know, they've got to wake people up at the end of the line.
I
think some people do get on there because it's warm and have a bit of a sleep
absolutely.
And stay on. Like, absolutely. You know. Have you ever been on a luxury train? Have you ever slept on a train?
Yes, I've slept on a train overseas, but I've never gone on the Garn or one of those.
No.
I'd love to go on one of those, but...
I don't know about the Garn. There's a lot of nothing out there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You go, I reckon it's good for half a day, bit of nothingness.
And then you go, Jesus. And you go,
more nothingness.
And then well, that show on SBS, you know, the slow...
Oh, yeah.
The slow...
But a high viewer. Yeah. It wasn't bad to have on while you walk around, if you're doing a bit of cleaning, just have it on. And it was, again... Something quite reassuring about it.
Yeah, it's like a hypnotism.
I don't know whether it still exists, but the Southern Aurora. Which.
What is that, Sydney, Melbourne?
Sydney, Melbourne, yeah. Well, it was my mother's, because my mother had family in Sydney, and we would often take the. We would drop her off at Spencer Street, which is now Southern Cross, at about 7 o'clock at night. And then she would get in, have dinner, go to bed, wake up in Sydney, around 12 hours later.
Yeah.
Good trip. You're sleeping and quite, you know, exotic. But then there was this, then there's, you know, that would have been the best class, and there would have been the sitting up class, and then the...
But remember, you had to change at Albury, you had to change trains because the gauges were different.
Was it changing? Was it? Yes. But that, I think the
That's
Southern,
ridiculous.
But then there was, and who changed? I don't know who changed.
I can't remember, but the state...
I'm not changing.
The states had different gauges for a long time. Which is just ridiculous. But overseas certainly have been on a sleeper train. But it's kind of it depends on the class you're in, but we were always in the cheaper one. It was just uncomfortable, you know, like to fall asleep.
Did you do it by yourself?
No, I was with Kieran. Yeah, yeah. And
were you in the not 7 mile high club?
You're in bunk beds, basically.
Yeah.
So someone
and they fold out of the wall.
Yeah, I had to go on top. She's on the bottom.
Yeah, and you have a little basin, and you have a little, maybe a little shower or something.
No, they're in the hallway. They're in the hallway in this train.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was just get in there and do some sleeping and get out again.
Yeah. Overnight train.
What about, and they talk about it all the time, and I would love to be on one.
Trans-Siberian?
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Also the Rockies up. And,
that'd be great.
We have talked about that. But with COVID, that was something that was definitely on our list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
Yeah, I would too. Because again, it's that thing where you go, I give into it. Don't have to think. I'm going to see everything. I don't have to pull out a map.
Oh,
I'm
great.
I'm there, so they'll have some bloke giving me a tour, and I can sit back. And they have the glass top and everything.
Yeah.
Look up there.
Yeah.
Having said that,
I
reckon after a day or so,
bored.
Okay, yeah, bit bored.
Bit bored.
What are you going to do now? I'm going to go up the pokies.
Yeah,
going to go up the.
Well, that's the way they have dining cars, don't they? You know, on those things.
But there's that jiggling. There's that. I caught the train from London to Edinburgh. That was okay, but nothing. You know, caught the train from LA to Vegas. Don't know why.
Oh, there's a train from LA to Vegas.
What is it?
The Amtrak.
Amtrak. Yes, well done.
Yeah.
And it broke down.
Oh.
And it can only go like 20 kilometres per hour or something. So the trip back was very boring.
Oh, wow.
Speed train.
I've caught those ones. There's the Paris to London one, which is great.
Was it speed?
Yeah, it's like a bullet train. Was it a bullet train?
Because I think the Japanese have the bullet train.
They were the first bullet. I've caught the Japanese ones before. They're great.
So you've been on the super fast one?
Oh, yeah. They're really amazing.
So it's doing like 250 or something?
Yeah, but they have them in Europe now. The one that goes from Geneva to Paris is a bullet train too. It's incredible. Goes so fast.
You wouldn't have time to collect the tickets.
Yeah. Collecting tickets. Well, isn't it funny? They make these incredible bullet trains, but there's still a bloke walking around with a little bag.
To clip your ticket.
Tickets, please.
So I guess because you could just sneak on.
We were always sitting in the wrong seats too. The last time we went to Europe, we were always sitting in the wrong seats.
And what do you mean?
Well, the tickets are quite complicated, and then
you're not meant to be sitting there.
And so, in Italy, an Italian old woman would come in and start like swearing at you in Italy, and you're like, "Well, I don't know where we're meant to be sitting."
Yeah.
All right. And then
that's Dave Kevin over there. Don't you realise? He's a famous blue comedian.
And then
can we get you up in the carriage
for
there's some shows for us?
I'm on the bloody train. Right. It's the Italians are a pain. And then racist humour follows.
What about? Were you going to say something?
Oh, the conductor comes through and they help you. They're generally really good. The conductors, they'll sort you out.
They'll go. We're going to throw you off the train.
We caught a train in Denmark to go to Lego Berlin, the home of Lego, which is exciting.
And that's exciting.
Those trains, they're Danish trains, very efficient. Even the Italian trains were very efficient.
Yeah, not compared.
We need a fast train here. We need one from.
Oh, they always talk about, you know, one, yeah, to the don't airport. They always talk about one to
Melbourne to Brisbane. Melbourne, Sydney, yeah. Brisbane.
Yeah, I'm going to catch the fast train up to Brisbane. How long is it going to take? Oh, 2 hours. Straight up there.
That'd be great. It couldn't take that quick, but you could do Sydney in 4 or 5 hours.
Just thinking about, why am I thinking about Von Ryan's Express?
Oh, I love that movie. Where he runs behind the train.
And then he gets shot, doesn't he?
Yes.
Is that the end?
That's a war movie. Yeah, that's
and
the
he's,
end.
And he's trying to get on the train, and the who? Germans?
Must be Germans.
Is it Steve McQueen?
Is it Steve McQueen, Von Ryan? Yeah, I think it might be.
Von Ryan.
Great movie.
Right. That's a great Friday night movie, you know, sitting in front of the telly, you know, fantastic stuff.
What's the movie, and I've seen it, and it's very trippy. It's a recent one they've turned into. Snowpiercer. Have you seen Snowpiercer?
I got to admit, we nearly walked out.
Oh.
It's science fiction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go in a loop or something?
So the last remains of society on this train. That's traveling around.
It's meant to be a masterpiece.
And there's all these, and there's like the workers, and there's the really rich people up one end. Ugh. Do you remember that?
Hated it.
You hated it?
You liked it.
I was just in a hotel room watching it, and I thought, this is a very odd movie.
Yeah.
Very weird. See, I could get up and walk around. So I kept coming back to it, but then it's done by a Korean director, I think. So it's got that kind of weird edge to it.
I mean, the whole
premise. It's a TV series now.
What was that other one, that animated one, Tom Hanks? What was that one?
Oh, the snow one. Yeah. That looked a bit weird.
It's a bit weird. You know why? Because
yeah.
It was like animated, real animated.
Look,
yeah, too hard to look at. You go, either be real or be animated. Don't be animated real. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Underground? Underground Railway? Is that a big wicked one? Where, I mean, London. I got lost on the New York Underground.
Oh, yeah, the London Underground.
We've
done the Underground before. We did the Underground and Bunnings, didn't we? But the Underground in London is fantastic, and the one in France is great too. We've got like, you know, four or five stops in Melbourne, the Melbourne Loop.
Yeah, no big deal.
They're building 3 new stops at the moment.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. I've seen one of them versions.
Yeah. Perrault.
Oh, he's great.
Just Perrault. Happens to be on the train again.
Yeah.
And there's a. Is that what's the premise? Obviously, there's a murder. But he keeps on.
The twist is fantastic in that film, though. You know what the twist is,
though. We often do. What do you call it? Thing of alerts. What do you call it?
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. We often do spoiler alert. After we've done the spoil. So we need to do the spoiler alert now.
Okay. Well, it's an Agatha Christie book. Famous.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, go 30 seconds fast on that little button and you won't get the ending. I don't know the film. Please tell me.
Oh, it's a fantastic twist.
It was the driver. It was Casey Jones who was up the front. I knew it.
No. There's 10 people accused of the murder.
Yep. They all did it.
But they didn't know everyone else did it. So it's like he's like lying. This poor guy, he's like lying in a sleeping cabin. One guy comes in, stabs him. Next guy comes in, bashes him. Next guy, this poor guy's getting killed 10 times. I think that's the twist. Yeah, they all did it, basically. Okay, spoiler over.
Yeah, no, okay, that's interesting. I don't know why I'm thinking of this. This is by the by. But when I used to be the director on Thank God You're Here, I used to
direct. Did you wear a beret?
Through
a scarf. Okay, everyone.
Cigarette through one of those.
Stand back. Listen there, Ed. You're not doing it right.
I watched it the other day. Josh Lawson on that show.
Funny.
Phenomenal.
They should bring that show back. You know him. Bring it back.
I'll have a word.
You as the host.
Oh, no. You'd be a good host.
No, I don't want to be the host.
You want to be on it.
Be honest. Thank God you're here.
Anyway, I did a similar thing. When we would do the show, because we did it more or less live.
Yes.
It was a big night. If it does come back and you get the chance to see that show, it's fantastic because it's big sets and colour and movement and different periods and great writing and talented people.
Two networks, 10 and then 7, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, it was changed networks, that show. Did it? You should know. You were right. Anyway, go on.
No, I just turned up.
The location's changed.
Where's everybody? Where's Glenn? I don't know. He went to Channel 10. With the ensemble, I used to coach them.
So there was Ed Cavalier. There was the girl from Utopia, Utopia Holloman. She's very good. Those people.
We would stand around a circle just chatting after the show, saying what a good show it was. They would say, okay, who was the best tonight? And I would do a trick, and you can use this trick.
Directing.
You say, okay, here's the trick. You go, yes, one of you was the best. But what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes in a circle and I will gently touch the best person on the shoulder. So therefore, you won't see. If you don't get it, it doesn't matter. Maybe you'll get it next week. And if you do get it, don't tell anybody.
You touch everyone's shoulders.
And I touched everyone on the shoulder. Jeez, I'm a great. Am I a great guy or what?
I feel like a bad youth leader. I feel like I'm on church camp.
And I touch people inappropriately as well. Yes, he touched me.
He touched me on the bottom. He said
well,
the shoulder.
Well, that's all part of it. I just, you know, if you're being touched, then, you know.
Well, let's have some thinking music. I only say this because I'm getting hungry. What train? Petticoat Junction.
Does that? I would. That is a theme.
Let's play that.
Okay. Here's the thing. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to do this thing out of 10. How are you feeling? So 0 feeling crappy, 10 feeling, you know, fantastic.
Mm.
Okay, give yourself a number out of 10. Yeah.
So say 7.
7. All right. I guarantee if everyone listening does that, after they hear the theme to Petticoat Junction, they will go up in how they're feeling.
Okay.
Well,
let's hear it.
At the junction.
Petticoat.
Let's hear it and test yourself out. See if you feel any better.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Well, I feel a 10 now.
You go from a 7 to a 10.
Well, I'm 9.5.
Yeah, I go up at least one. There's something really. You don't get the catchy tunes like that anymore.
Not with sitcoms, no.
There's a train going through the town. Oh, the girls are up in the water tower.
That's great.
Throwing their underpants. Are they in the nude?
I don't know what's going on there.
And it's what is it, 60s?
Yeah.
In the 60s. Water tower, having a swim, three girls throwing their underpants over the top of the water tower. That's in the opening title.
I wonder my dad used to like that sitcom.
No wonder. Where's Dad?
All right, do you want me to have a crack? I'll say Iceland has no railways. They have no railways. I just assume that it's a small place, no railways.
That's interesting.
Tasmania, they have some freight trains, but they don't have railways.
That's interesting. That's really good, interesting. Now, I'm going to say that in Iceland, it's the only railway that goes through a glacier.
Oh, hello.
Where are we going to go? We're going to go
through the glacier. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be like a Disneyland ride.
You don't hear about that. We didn't speak about... we'll come back. I've got something else to talk about. Let's hear the answer.
Iceland does not have a public railway system. There have been 3 small railways, but none became part of the public transport network.
No... Wow. That's right.
When it comes to stuff about other countries...
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Never been there, but maybe I asked my brother, so what was the railway like there in Iceland? He said there are none.
Well, you'd have to say, with the amount of... Because it's called Iceland, which means there's a lot of...
Ice.
Oh, there you go. See? Clever name. It'd be hard work.
Yeah.
Because the track's getting icy, buckling, you know.
There's no railways in Iceland. Wow.
No railways in Iceland. Yeah. And are they talking about it? Have they ever talked about it? Who knows? Yeah. Would they like one?
They've got buses, I assume.
It's got, you know, we're going to catch the train for the Reykjavik?
Yeah.
You would think around that, surely around the city, you'd think they'd have some railway.
A light rail or a tram.
Because nowadays you can just go buy a few trams from another country and go and whack them down.
Cheap.
I
think making
game.
Railway lines really expensive to make. Fixed rail is expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm no transport expert. But
you know, I think someone like you should have been in town planning.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, but I'm not that interested. I mean, I am interested, but I'm not.
Dave Kev, the town planner.
Dirty comic by night, town planner by day.
Yeah. Or is a bridge with Dave Kev written on it, designed by Dave Kev. Or a train station.
And what would happen, people at work in my town planning job would just know me as a town planner, and then at the Christmas party I'd get up my guitar and sing dirty ditties.
I go,
Dave,
I
tell you,
no.
Julie built a bridge.
Get him off.
But the tunnel was the ditch, or something rigid ditch. We prefer a tunnel to a bridge.
We didn't speak about the obvious.
What?
Puffing Billy.
Ah, Puffing Billy.
Now, is it right? Mm. Is it still legal? Because it was a big deal. I mean, this is for Victorian listeners around the country.
It's a steam train.
Steam train. It is in the Dandenongs that goes from where to where?
Emerald to Belgrave.
I think I've been on it once in my life.
We went on as a lot of little kids because it's not that far from where
Again,
I grew up.
You just finished breakfast radio. Kids were going to go on Puffing Billy today just to get out of the house because mum's in bed.
We went there and they dress it up as Thomas the Tank Engine. We went there.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, it was good. And they do a little show and stuff and there's a guy dressed as the Fat Controller.
But I dare say you can't do it now. You can't sit out hanging out the window.
I think they stopped that.
I mean, fair enough.
That was the best. You used to sit with your legs out the window.
I mean, nowadays, imagine the thought of that. You go, that's just not on. I mean, how easy would it for a kid to go, plop, just fall out? You go, just keep doing the numbers.
You know,
too short.
You know, they wanted to do comedy on Puffing Billy. Oh. And you had to go up and audition. I saw this on Facebook and it was so funny. You had to go and audition for the railway guys. So you're just going to a room in Belgrave where there's like the Fat Controller and the driver okay, do your stand up. Yeah.
Did you get the gig? Did you audition?
I was Dave Kev. I like a steam train, a lovely steam train, blowing smoke.
Talking about auditions, I had an audition story the other day that was pretty sad.
What happened?
A friend of mine was saying that because the big movies come to town in Melbourne, they rang him and said, look, there's a part for a pilot. There's no dialogue. It's just for the day. Are you interested? You'll have to go and do an audition for it. He goes, yeah, look, I'm free.
Why not?
I'll go turn up. You know, I'm free. It'd be fun. You get it to go on a crew, blah, blah, blah. Goes up, does the audition, and then...
They need someone sort of handsome and a bit older.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, well, that's what they need.
And
that's a stereotype of a pilot.
Yeah. So next day, his agent rings and goes, you didn't get it. I said, that's all right. No worries at all. And the agent goes, but tomorrow, this is not a joke, this is true, they need a back of a head. And he goes, well, I'm not doing it on tomorrow. I might as well go up and do the back of the head, have a bit of free lunch.
Say you were in a Nicolas Cage movie.
Do a movie, on set, put it on your resume, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, right, I'll do it. Agent rings the next day. You didn't get the back of the head either. Imagine how you felt.
Oh God.
So there is the plight of a jobbing actor.
Oh, terrible.
You didn't even get the back of the head, because you would get in the credits, back of head, man.
Oh,
you know, anyway.
That's amazing. Say hello to Hugh Jackman for me.